Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
I need not tell you, because you already know it, that various kinds of controversies regarding baptism have rocked the religious world for centuries. For example, what purpose or purposes does baptism serve? Is it essential for those who want to have their sins forgiven? Or is it performed to add one to some church? In other words, does baptism save us, or are we to be baptized because we are saved? Another controversy has arisen over the action of baptism. Can baptism be administered by immersion, or pouring, or sprinkling? Incidentally, if baptism has nothing to do with salvation, discussions concerning the action of baptism are meaningless and futile. There are a number of ways to approach the action of baptism, but I shall concentrate on the word burial. Paul affirmed that the Galatians had been buried with him in baptism, wherein they also were risen with him through the faith in the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Galatians 2:12. The Greek word synthapo, which is used only here and in Romans 6:4, literally means to bury together with. Do you know what takes place in a burial? Does a person have a little dirt sprinkled or poured over him? Or is he covered up by dirt? Alexander McLaren produced a very scholarly commentary on the epistles of St. Paul to the Galatians and Philemon. Dr. McLaren expressed no doubt about the action of baptism. We see that the form of baptism here presupposed is by immersion, and that the form is regarded as significant. All but entire unanimity prevails among commentators on this point. The burial and the resurrection spoken of point unmistakably to the primitive mode of baptism. As Bishop Lightfoot, the latest and best English expositor of this book, put it in a paraphrase, "You are buried with Christ to your old selves beneath the baptismal waters, and were raised with him from these same waters to a new and better life." Page 206. Two lines of argument need to be examined briefly in our lesson today. The first relates to the meaning of the word baptizo. If we can determine the meaning of the Greek, the case is settled. No more argument is necessary. By far, the most widely used Greek lexicon in years past is Joseph Henry Thayer's Greek-English Lexicon of the New Testament. Thayer was a professor of Greek at Harvard Divinity School. He defines the word to mean to dip repeatedly, to submerge, page 94. The most scholarly of the more recent lexicons is Arndt and Gingrich's Greek-English Lexicon of the New Testament. This lexicon defines baptizo to mean to dip, to immerse, page 131. The Greek involves an overwhelming with water, does not mean sprinkling or pouring. If the New Testament writers had wanted to use the Greek words for sprinkling and pouring, those words were readily available in the Greek language. Have you studied the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch? The Bible says that Philip preached to him Jesus, Acts 8:38 and 39, and that the preacher and the sinner went down into the water, he baptized the man, they came up out of the water. Have you ever wondered why they should have bothered to go down into the water if it had been permissible for the preacher to sprinkle the eunuch? Have we reached the point in our relationship to God that we are willing to risk making up the rules as we go? We are supposed to do everything in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks unto God and the Father by Him. Galatians 3:17. No one can sprinkle or pour in the name of the Lord Jesus, because neither of these acts is authorized. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.